relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Increasingly, politics and the state dominate our lives. They have taken on a significance far beyond what is proper. We find now a hint of the Marxist mentality, maybe more than a hint, in the politicization of everything. Your word choice, your shopping choices, whether or not you post the right thing or post the wrong thing on social media, everything is politically charged. And the enforcement arm of this, it's not the state yet, but it is really the social media giants who have an extraordinary capability to intimidate and to silence. And in the face of all of this, we proclaim Christ as King. This is one of the most politically charged things we can do, is to worship, to come here and to say, there is a greater reality than the state. There's a greater reality than politics. And here we proclaim Christ as King, and he comes among us as King, and desiring to reign in our hearts and minds, so that in turn, by our public proclamation of the faith, he will reign by way of his truth, his grace, in the broader society.
It's very rare that a priest makes the news politically. And that's what happened yesterday. That was the voice of somebody I consider to be a friend, full disclosure. He is son to the late Antonin Scalia, Supreme Court Justice, and his name is Father Paul Scalia. And he gave a sermon yesterday in Northern Virginia on the celebration of Cristo Rey, the celebration of Christ the King. And he even mentioned politicians in his sermon. He mentioned Kamala Harris for attacking a Christian Catholic organization, for calling it a hate group, which clearly it is not. But the sermon is important for its broader message. He mentions the Marxist mentality that is creeping across our nation, our civilization, the politicization of everything, and the role and the uncontested power of what he calls social media giants. I just want to recognize this man, this brave man who has shown more courage than most religious leaders in our nation in the last, let's say, 19 years since September the 11th. God bless you, Father Paul Scalia. Keep doing what you do. This article was written up, or that sermon was written up, in justthenews.com, and I wish it to be posted on our Twitter and Facebook pages, because he's right. Just as right is another good friend. He is an editor for Breitbart.com, and his name is Joel Pollack. And also yesterday, he wrote a piece about what Donald Trump, the president, is really doing. And I'm going to share parts of it with you, because it is just that good. President Donald Trump is doing exactly what he promised his supporters he would do by fighting for every possible legal way to win the election. His opponents, the media, Democrats, never-Trumpers, say that Trump is living down to their worst expectations of him, that by refusing to accept defeat, he is vindicating their hatred of him. They are right about only one thing. This is the same Donald Trump we knew all along, and his tenacity is how he became an extraordinary president. No other president would have stared down the opposition and appointed three conservative Supreme Court justices. No other president would have done Operation Warp Speed when, quote, fact-checkers said it would take a miracle. No other president would have built the wall anyway. No other president would have looked at the Middle East and thought, I can solve that. No other president would have torn up NAFTA, pushed back against China, and told NATO it was time to put up or shut up. Throughout his career and his presidency, Trump has set goals and done everything he could within the law to achieve them. He accepts defeat, but never gives up. For months, he has been telling anyone who will listen, and his opponents clearly do not, that he will leave office if he loses. Last week, he said he'd do the right thing, quote, if he lost. He simply refuses to accept that he has lost until all the legal votes are counted, and the last gavel has come down in the last court of appeal. Peggy Noonan writes, Trump is damaging the country by continuing to fight. Did she tell Democrats they were damaging America by filing hundreds of lawsuits to change voting procedures in the middle of an election, taking advantage of a pandemic to force vote by mail in places it had never been used before? Did she understand, as California Republicans did, what winning on Election Day and then losing when the late ballots come in would do to public confidence in our elections? The worst damage is being done by our pundit class, who keep telling the public that the president is attempting a coup by going through the legal process. It is they who promoted Russia collusion, the Mueller investigation, and the impeachment scam, while the FBI destroyed civil liberties and the deep state undermined the Trump administration for the better part of 4 years. Is it Trump who is standing for the rule of law? It is Trump who is standing for the rule of law, and his opponents, who once again stand for exactly the opposite. Was it not Hillary Clinton who told Joe Biden not to concede the election under any circumstances? If projection is a tactic, Democrats are its masters. Adam Schiff, who lied to the country for years about Russia collusion, then lied about his contact with the whistleblower who triggered impeachment, now complains that Trump is undermining the, quote, peaceful transition of power. CNN, who gave James Clapper and Andrew McCabe contributorships after their role in the Russia hoax, now protests that Trump is sabotaging the new administration by digging in his policies and personnel. The idea that any of Trump's critics would have applauded him for delivering a nice concession speech on election night is delusional. If Trump had given up without a fight, the media would be plastering the internet stories from disillusioned Trump voters telling us that they had been abandoned, that a con man had taken them for a ride and then disappeared when the going got tough. Instead, he is doing, as always, exactly what he promised to do. Nearly half of Americans, including a third of Democrats, believe the election was stolen. We have a legal, judicial, and constitutional process, and Trump intends to use it until he can't anymore. This is still Trump, and this is America, and we still don't quit. That was yesterday's piece at Breitbart.com by my friend, senior editor at large, Joel Pollack, also host of Breitbart News Sunday on XM Sirius, the Patriot channel. Let's post it right now, Eric, on Twitter and Facebook. And let me share with you the news that you need to do something about. I've spoken to the White House, and there are far too many people inside the building who are cowards, who don't want the president to fight, who believe that really the stealing of an election is something that we have to acquiesce to, who want the mainstream media and the Democrats to like them, and therefore have told the president that he should concede. He won't, but he needs to hear from you, and he needs to see your response to the crimes committed in the last 3 weeks. So, get your MAGA hat on, organize wherever you are, get out on the streets, protest, put pressure on your state houses, on the Democrat officials, to make sure that the chief clerks, the secretaries of state, do not certify clearly fraudulent elections, and send a message that we will not allow our republic to be stolen. In other words, get your MAGA on. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubre swamp that is Washington, D.C.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Yes, indeed. And somebody else who's on the side of the U.S. Constitution is the author of Trumponomics. He's with FreedomWorks and also founder of the Club for Growth. You know him as the man who advises candidate Trump and President Trump, none other than Stephen Moore. Stephen, welcome back to America First.
Hi, Sebastian. Good to be with you.
Hey, can I just play? It was such a fabulous video that somebody sent me. This is from New Jersey. This is from small business owners who have a. This is from Buffalo, actually. This is from small business owners in Buffalo who have issues with fascism in their state. Let's play the audio and get your response. Cut nine.
I know you are, and I'm just I'm asking for you to guys have some compassion for the people that have lost everything.
We do have compassion for people who
okay, well, you need to go have compassion out in the parking lot. This is private property.
This is
private property. This is private property.
Yes, it is.
It's private property. Go
I didn't
get a warrant.
That.
Listen, man, this is private property. They're not wanted here. So do your jobs.
You should all be wearing masks. How come
I'm not doing
have
anything
masks
wrong.
On?
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern.
You're meant to be wearing a mask. It's a
government. Okay, well, then write me up.
It's the law.
Okay, then take me to jail.
Not the law.
Then take me to jail.
Show me the law.
Show me the law, please.
Show me the law.
Well, I think we got to go down.
You have to leave. You guys have to leave.
You have to leave. Right now, you're trespassing without a warrant.
Go get a warrant.
Steve Moore, small business owners have had enough.
Yeah, boy, they sure have. And, you know, these are the heroes of the American economy. You know, they're the ones who, the men and women who start these businesses. And, you know, small businesses hire about 60% of American workers. So we don't have an economy without the heroes of the small businessman and woman who, you know, puts the shingle out and employs people and keeps our economy functioning. And, you know, they took it right on the chin at the start of this year with the first round of lockdowns. And now they've, you know, amazingly gotten back on their feet and, you know, making ends meet. And just when the time they're starting to hire workers back and start to maybe make a little profit, you know, from all the losses they had in the first half of the year. Now along come these Democratic governors and Democratic mayors and, you know, the people at the CDC shutting them down. And it's outrageous. You know, we've the one lesson we've learned over the last 9 or 10 months from coronavirus is that lockdowns do not work, Sebastian. There's zero evidence from anywhere, whether around the states or around the world, to indicate that lockdowns are the way to stop the spread of this virus. And, you know, I say this, I've known some, you know, good friends who've gotten very, very sick from coronavirus. So I'm not, you know, trying to minimize the health issue here, but we can't function as a society. We can't produce goods and services. We can't let millions of our small businesses go bankrupt. It's outrageous.
Is there any question? I mean, you are the economist. Is there any question that a repeated shutdown would permanently shutter thousands of businesses across the nation, Steve?
Yeah, the metaphor I use is, you know, if you've ever been in the boxing ring, you know, I used to do boxing when I was a kid, you know, and you go in and, you know, when you get that first punch and, you know, on the nose and it puts you on the canvas, you know, you're a little woozy, you're a little shaken up, you get up, you know, and you start fighting again. It's that second punch, you know, that keeps you down and out. And I think that's the way with these small businesses. They've fought heroically, valiantly to keep their businesses open. Now, a lot of businesses have failed already, but they can't take another 6-8 week shutdown. No, that's crazy. They cannot. They will go bankrupt. And once a business goes bankrupt, it has to sell its assets. It has to lay off all its workers. You know, you can't start it up again. You just can't. And so this is very bad news for American restaurants, for American small businesses, for shops, for little technology companies, and of course the millions of Americans who work for these companies, their jobs too. I mean, think about how many millions of people are employed by restaurants.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, millions.
It's truly stunning. I try to eat out as much as possible. I try to get takeout as much as possible. And, you know, my policy is whatever the bill is, I'm doubling it. If it's, you know, if it's $40 worth of food, I'm giving you $80 because that's how we can help these companies survive. We're talking to the author of Trumponomics right now. He's with FreedomWorks. He writes regularly for the Wall Street Journal, founder of Club for Growth. Follow him right now at Stephen Moore. We have to deal with the incredible fallout of the election, the legal battles, the political battles. Will you talk to us, nevertheless, of what you are seeing? We have to cover, you know, what is going on in the economy and how is the president doing in the last few weeks?
First of all, let me make one more comment about these restaurants and small business.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said what you said about restaurants because I do the same thing. Now, look, my preference, and I very rarely go inside to eat in the restaurant because I just don't I feel a little uncomfortable about doing it. So, but we eat out a lot and we go and we eat outside when we go to these restaurants.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them have heaters and things like that. But that's my choice. You know, that's my choice.
Right. It's not being imposed upon you. You're making that decision.
Exactly. We're adults. We're a free country. You know this. I mean, you come from a country that's not free. I mean, we're free. You know, educated adults can make their own decisions. We don't mean, you know, I live in Maryland. We don't need the Maryland public health official to tell us what to do. My God, who elected her?
Right.
I didn't vote for her. I don't, you know, these are just these officious government officials who come in and shut down restaurants, shut down stores. And one other point, Sebastian, you've got my blood boiling here. These people say, oh, well, you can run at 33% capacity or 40% capacity. They don't know anything about business. You can't make a profit with a business if you're 33%.
A restaurant doesn't pay the bills by running at 50% capacity.
Exactly. It can't function. But none of these politicians have any idea because they've never run a business.
Right.
And that's one of the things, by the way, it circles back to your question about Donald Trump. That's what made him a great president. He actually did know something about running businesses because he was a builder who built great, great businesses. Look, Sebastian, this economy is a rocket ship right now. It is flying high. The only thing that could stop, I mean, look at this. We've got the unemployment rate now is below 7%, Sebastian. Trump did that in less than 6 months from that terrible recession we had at the beginning of the year. Do you know how long it took Obama to get the unemployment rate down to below 7%?
Did he ever? 8 years, right?
6 years.
Right.
I mean, think about that. Trump did it in 6 months, what it took Obama almost 6 years to do. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not much. I mean, it took many, 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 many dozens of months before Obama and Biden got that unemployment rate down. Trump has done it because he's pro-business. He is against lockdowns. I am very worried, Sebastian, that if Biden is elected president, if he takes over in January, I know these people. We see what the Democratic governors are doing. I think they will shut down the economy again, and it will be truly, truly cataclysmic.
The signs are clear. The signs are clear. You've got Jake Tapper and Fauci saying you're going to cancel Christmas. We're not going to get back to business for at least the third quarter of next year. You've got state after state run by Democrats saying they have no problem with a mask mandate or Biden shutting down the economy again. That's the real danger. We will continue the discussion with the author of Trumponomics, founder of the Club for Growth. He's with FreedomWorks as well. Follow him on Twitter right now, at Stephen Moore. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than 24 states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
The government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you kindly, Deep Voice Dave. Yes, we are back and we are well rested. Why? Well, because we use one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows, just like the president does. And 51 million pillows sold means it is that good. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, just cuddles your cranium through the night. And right now, because you're a friend of this show, Mike Lindell, that great patron, is giving you more than 60% off the regular price, $69.98, for one of his incredible My Pillows. Now, $29.98. If you use my name and get the deepest discounts all across his incredible website, mypillow.com. Promo code GORKA, or you can call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code GORKA. We are back with the author of Trumponomics. Follow him right now on Twitter, at Stephen Moore. Stephen, the battle has been joined. It will continue for weeks in the courts and politically. But let's just compare the two visions of America. Talk to us about what would happen if the Trumponomics that you've written about were to be replaced by, I don't even know if there's a word for it. What is Joe Biden's vision of the American economy, Stephen Moore? Stephen, are you there? Start again from the beginning, Stephen. What is the...
Not only did Donald Trump rebuild the economy once, but he's rebuilt it twice. I mean, he took over from the wreckage of the 8 years, you know, from Obama Biden. And, you know, we created, by the way, the left loves to talk about science. Let's follow the science. Well, we had an experiment, right? You know, they all said, Trump's policies are going to be a disaster. Remember, he's going to cause a second Great Depression if he's elected president. And instead of a depression, we had the greatest economic boom in American history with the lowest poverty rate.
Let's just stop there for a second. Let's just stop there. Let's stop. That's just a fact. What is it? Have you seen? I'm just curious, Stephen. How does the left explain that away? When everything comes in, the president reverses all the policies of the Obama administration, has swinging cuts through his executive orders that he inherited, and the economy explodes. What is the left wing's? How do they explain that away? Do they even try?
They don't cover it. So we had the most amazing report that came out about a month or so ago that showed that the poverty rate in the United States fell to its lowest level in the history of the United States, that the income levels for middle-class households had risen for every group, blacks, Hispanics, Indians, whites, Asians, any group you want to talk about, the highest income in the history of the United States for average middle-class folks. And the media didn't even cover it. If that had happened under Obama, it would have been headlined in every newspaper in the United States. So they ignored it. But look, the American people could see it. They could feel it. Then we get whacked with this coronavirus. It flattens our economy. And Trump, in 5 months, has brought our economy back. I think that there's no question if the election had been a couple of weeks later, it would have been a landslide for Trump, because the other thing that's happened in the last 2 weeks is we've got these vaccines that nobody else. Do you think, Sebastian, your wildest dreams that Joe Biden would have been able to get this vaccine done in 9 months?
Impossible. It probably never would have happened.
Impossible, because they believe. Well, you know what Trump did? He got rid of the regulations. He sidestepped all of the hurdles the government sets up. And he said to these drug companies, go out and do it. Go out
get
and
it
do
done.
It. We're not going to
get
stand
it
in the
done.
Way.
He said, get it done, which is him. Yep. You know him. That's all he wants. He wants results. All right. So what's the vision? What is Biden selling? Do you know?
It's basically, well, I've read his whole 92-page report, and there's nothing in it that is good for the economy. I mean, it's amazing. Out of the hundreds of proposals, not one of them is pro-growth. He is obsessed with climate change. So he will shut down our oil and gas industry and our coal industry. He does want the biggest tax increase in the history of the United States. Our only hope there, if he were, God forbid, to become president, is that we hold the Senate, and the Republicans in Senate don't allow that to happen. He wants to re-regulate America. He wants to pack the Supreme Court. He wants to get rid of the filibuster. He wants to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state, and then Puerto Rico the 52nd state. I mean, I could go on and on, but it's a horror show. And I don't think the American people want it, but that's where the left is headed.
Shocking. Find out more from the man who helped him become President Trump, then advises him to this very day, the author of Trumponomics. He is founder of the Club for Growth and also with FreedomWorks at Stephen Moore on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please don't call us from a cell phone with one of the big cell phone companies, because they're not on your side. They're not on my side. They're not on America's side. At the end of every month, when you pay your bill with one of those big cell phone providers, they make donations to the Democrat candidates, to organizations like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Don't let them use your money against you. Join the only Christian conservative cell phone company. It's Patriot Mobile. They are rated number one in customer satisfaction in the United States, and they have an incredible nationwide 4G LTE network with the broadest coverage possible. You can keep your number. Their team, US-based team, are experts at transferring your account and keeping your number. Get the best rates possible if you use my name. Call them on 972-PATRIOT or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com or 972-728-7468. They're conservatives and they're on your side. patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
It always puzzles me just how resilient human beings can be. My father was one of the best humored, kind-hearted individuals I knew. He trusted other people, even people he didn't know very well, and he always had a twinkle in his eye. And when I realized what he'd gone through as a young man, the fact that he'd been betrayed, tortured by secret police officers, incarcerated, 2 years in a solitary, 2 years down a communist prison coal mine, I just didn't understand it. How he ended up as normal and as big-hearted as he was. It's remarkable. It's as remarkable as the audio we have from two children, Quinton and Alana, whose life can't be easy. Their father's in prison. But listen to the joy in their voice at Christmas time. A joy which is there because of people like you who have helped Prison Fellowship and who have helped bring a ray of hope, of joy, of love, the ultimate Christmas message. Just listen to these two young children.
Spending time with my family and knowing that my dad cares. He's sending me all these gifts thanks to you. And I really like to thank you for it.
I like the presents that my dad sent me. I know that you guys care and he cares. So I just want to thank you for that. And I love Christmas. Thank you, Angel Tree, for doing all that you do. Because you don't have to do this, but you choose to do it. And I really appreciate it.
You don't have to do it, but you do it because it's the right thing to do. When you donate $22, one of these children, millions of them in America, will receive a Christmas gift that they otherwise would not receive. They'll also receive a children's Bible and a note that Prison Fellowship has organized from that incarcerated mother or father, a message of love that they haven't been forgotten at Christmas time. It's one of the most blessed things you can do as a Christian. Please make a difference today. If you donate $220, that's 10 children who will have a better Christmas because of you. Be a Christmas angel this year. Go to our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top and give as generously as you can. It's one of the most amazing ways you can make a difference. Or just call Prison Fellowship on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794 or sebgorka.com, Angel Tree banner at the top. It is one of the most amazing things you can do. God bless you all. Let's go back to your calls. It's been far too long, but we have great guests, but we also have the best callers. Let's go to Matthew, Louisville, line one.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you today?
Not bad. Looking forward to my turkey dinner. How about you?
Yes, me as well. Thank you. I just got a little bit of a different perspective. I've been, you know, with the Sidney Powell situation.
Yes.
And I wanted to get your feedback and just the possibility. You know, I noticed, first of all, the time element here, it's very short. So the window of time in which the case needs to be made is a very short window of time. And I think what she's alleging is pretty significant and substantial. I think that's the first factor. But the other
it doesn't get any bigger. When you always say communist China, Cuba, Venezuela, Spain, and what did she say yesterday? Serbia are involved in stealing our elections. I'm sorry, it doesn't get any bigger.
Right. But the other element that I noticed in her interviews with Maria Bartiromo and some other shows on Newsmax, she mentioned the governor of Georgia and the secretary of state literally in a corruption scheme where... Yes. Through his chief of staff and other means that there were kickbacks. And I think what's happened is from the president's perspective and from his team's perspective, they've got a huge senatorial race in that state that's coming up January 5th. And they have to distance themselves because obviously if she tars the sitting governor of that state, And believe me, I have problems with the way he's handled this and the Secretary of State. But just from a GOP perspective, they can't be associated with the case if at the same time they're trying to campaign down there. And now the sitting governor who supposedly has a relationship with President Trump, he's being accused by one of his attorneys of a major corruption scheme.
I agree with you, but you know what? One of the most important things you can do in life, if you're doing really important stuff, is to be strategic, and you've got to choose it. I mean, think about it. You're one lawyer. Are you going after the officials in Georgia, or are you saying Communist China literally stole millions of votes in America? Because I tell you what, I don't care how good a lawyer are, you can't do both of those in 3 weeks. I don't care who you are, you simply cannot do it. So you stick with one of them and you make an ironclad case. And God willing, she's going to bring the goods, but the clock is ticking. You're absolutely right. Thank you. Let's go to Peter. Let's squeeze in Peter, Los Angeles.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Gorka.
Hi.
I thank you for your voice every day. But my concern is about the election in general. I know myself personally am so disgusted, so disheartened by this acceptance of this corruption and the pushing forward of this corruption that I personally, even if Trump runs in 2024, we have the same systems in place. We have the administered by the same parties in the same fashion. I don't see how any election going forward can ever be free and fair.
Well, this is, you're absolutely right. That's the key question. That's the question of the day, of the hour, of the month, Peter. If we don't fix it now, that's it. I mean, there will be 80, 90, 100 million mail-in ballots sent out every year, and people will be locked out from the polling stations, and they will be bussing in truckloads of pre-filled ballots at the docking, you know, the loading bay at the back of the building. This is something that has to become a federal case right now, and we have to fight harder than we've ever fought before. Thank you, Peter. This is America First of the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. I don't need a script. I don't have talking points. I've lived it for more than a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Pete and Seth Talbot came to me and said, try this product, and I did. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free. That's how incredible this product is, and that's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now. And if you found relief nowhere else, this is the product for you. ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick start. First, look at the incredible video testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. Then order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do for those 3 weeks. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. Haven't you waited long enough? Don't you deserve to know? I think you do. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? I tell you what, only your pain. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is America First.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
The massive.
If President Trump was in front of me, I would tell him to go himself. Oh, I don't think Israel has the right to exist.
So conservatives are inherently in many ways anti-Semitic, and are, you know, descendants of, you know, Nazis and people that hate and want the destruction of the Jewish people.
Those people are counter to my humanity and don't believe in my existence.
We owe it to ourselves, our communities, our children, future generations to imagine a world where the police do not exist, where prisons don't exist, and we don't, you know, incarcerate people and lock people up.
And the roots of why cops are bad has to do with capitalism and white supremacy.
A scenario that I would hope for would be the Palestinians returning their land and reparations for the harm
that has been inflicted on them. And like Zionist rhetoric is actually and truly anti-Semitic. I don't think that there should be any borders. Capitalism, racism, also misogyny. How many trans black women are getting murdered every day?
Yeah, how many trans black women are being murdered every day? Media Matters? Get on the case. Do something useful for you once in your life, you bloody oxygen thieves. That is a video somebody sent me that I just had to share with you. The audio is just unbelievable. So if you're a conservative, you are the descendant of Nazis. And we should have no prisons. The cops are the result of white supremacy. And we don't need borders. These are people whose opinions, if they had them in a normal time in our lives, would hide those opinions. They are walking down the street. They are carrying placards. They are giving video interviews about the fact that if you disagree with them, you are a Nazi. That we shouldn't have borders. That all cops are part of some master plan of white supremacy. Oh, and prisons are bad. This is the lunacy that we, the conservative movement, have allowed to flourish in our schools, in our colleges. And that's why we are where we are today. That is why, now, more than ever, you have to fight. Get out there. And I don't mean just on social media. God bless you. The million of you have followed me on Twitter. Thank you. But get physically busy outside, on the streets, with your MAGA hats, with the flag of the United States. Protest. Put pressure on those GOP state houses that must not certify, must not send those electors' votes to D.C. next month. The president had millions of votes stolen from him, and we must fight for a political victory. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head in a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. Hold the line. Stay frosty.